from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
This is Danny and Dusty on the Odyssey app and Portland's sports leader, 1080, The Fan.
Matt Maiocco of NBC Sports Bay Area with a report last night updating us to Brandon Ayuk and his status with the San Francisco 49ers. There have been developments and a little bit of progression as things have progressed today. Maiocco last night said that there are two players involved for the Brandon Ayuk sweepstakes. As they have said, Ayuk's camp can go out and been granted permission to negotiate a deal with a new team on an extension, because we all know what he wants is an extension, but a trade is on the table. And the Browns and Patriots appeared to be the front runners as of last night. The Browns would be willing to send Amari Cooper to San Francisco along with a pick. The Patriots would be willing to send Kendrick Bourne to San Francisco along with a pick. But it would all hinge on Brandon Ayuk and his camp negotiating a new contract with the new team.
Mm-hmm.
In the report, the two teams that Ayuk had said he wanted to go to, Washington, watching game film and practice tape with Jaden Daniels this offseason, seemed like a dead giveaway right there.
Probably because they have a prior established relationship.
Maybe at Arizona State. Hmm. And then the Pittsburgh Steelers, which was also a desired landing spot for Ayuk for a reason I don't know.
Yeah, the team that doesn't have a quarterback that makes any sense for the foreseeable future. But, I mean, you're going to a culture that's winning, and you're definitely going to be the number one option.
You could get paid.
Yeah. Well, they don't pay offensive players there,
the so Commanders and Steelers last night were seen as out of the sweepstakes because the price was too high. A player and a pick too high for them at this point. Well, we have a development this morning, as it appears the Pittsburgh Steelers are back in the conversation.
That part of it makes me believe that the 49ers do not in fact have a player and a pick as part of the deal, if all of a sudden the Steelers are back in it, because it doesn't matter what the player and the pick is in New England or Cleveland if Ayuk's not willing to resign there.
Yes, and that's where it all hinges on. But it tells me the player and the pick are in play. He just doesn't want to go to either one of those spots, I don't know why he wouldn't want to go to Cleveland where you have Deshaun Watson. Amari Cooper would be gone, but you are in an offense that you know you would get the ball.
Yeah, I mean,
in Cleveland,
Chubb's going off of his knee being inverted.
You've got Jerry Jeudy and Elijah Moore and David Njoku.
You're definitely ahead of everyone.
But as other targets in the offense to where it alleviates a little bit of the pressure off of you to where not all eyes are on you all of the time.
Which in Pittsburgh.
You go to New England and everybody's going to go, yeah, we got one guy we got to take away right now. And it's Brandon Ayuk because of the unproven nature of, you know, Jalen Polk being a rookie wide receiver who is going to be more of a possession guy. They have Hunter Henry. You don't have a quarterback there either. And look, let's not act like Deshaun Watson has blown anybody's hair back and has looked anything like a viable target or a viable quarterback over the last couple of years. He has been such a roller coaster. It's, you just shake your head and you go, I have no idea what they're going to do here. But New England has nobody. Pittsburgh, I guess you can squint and you can say, as long as George Pickens is on that offense, a 1-2 punch of Pickens and Ayuk, that'd be hard to defend. That would be, and it alleviates a lot of pressure on your quarterback, too, because then
regardless
you'd have Pat Freiermuth, George Pickens, and Brandon Ayuk, and Najee Harris that you're worried about.
Yeah.
You would sit there and you go, I could see the framework there, but if San Francisco is hell-bent on getting a good receiver in return, I mean, the only guy that San Francisco would be interested in at this point
Pickens.
Would be George Pickens. So I have no idea what San Francisco is going to get in this, but I think what it does tell us is that we are so far down the road with the negotiations between San Francisco and Brandon Ayuk.
He's getting moved.
They are a hard line. We will pay you this, and you will either play on your $14.1 million this year on your last year of your rookie deal, or we're going to trade you at this point.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where Ayuk is. So right now, that's kind of the update with Brandon Ayuk is San Francisco is now willing to move him. He's just got to agree to a deal with his new team.
I think they are always willing to move him. And that's the thing about this. And pretending like that wasn't the case. Like, no, it's remember, the line was it's significantly more likely that he will be back with the 49ers than he will be traded.
Well,
that line has literally been flipped on its head, where it is significantly more likely he will be traded than be back.
But you can't say it.
Well, I know. But I mean,
you know, you can, like, that's leverage hell.
Oh, yeah,
if you're like, yeah, we're going to trade him.
But I mean, it was very, like, you had 49ers media folks like, no, they're going to keep him. They're totally going to. I'm like, come on, guys.
But he wants a number that they literally cannot afford any longer. And you're looking at a guy who doesn't want to play on the 14.1. So San Francisco is like, yeah, either you take the number that we give you or you play for that $14 million.
Mm-hmm.
Like that's all we can do at this point, because we literally cannot afford to give you any more money here, because Brock Purdy's coming up next year. You know you're going to pay him. And by the way, if you're Brock Purdy, you should be keeping an eye on every single one of these negotiations and mm-hmm. say, whatever that top number is that you think you're going to get, you're not going to get it from him. You're not.
Yeah.
You're not.
Prepare yourself accordingly.
And it's already starting in San Francisco as Christian McCaffrey has calf strain and will not play in the preseason.
Burp.
That's not good.
Dicey.
That's not good that he's already dealing with a calf strain, because, look, as good as Christian McCaffrey is, as good as Deebo Samuel is, both of those guys, they get dinged up. And both of them got dinged up last year. And football is a war of attrition. And the best ability is availability, and if you can't stay healthy, you've got some issues. And now we're going to start looking at these guys who are getting a little bit longer in the tooth, taking so many hits because of how many carries McCaffrey has had over his career in both Carolina and now in San Francisco. You're trying to alleviate that workload on McCaffrey because you have Deebo Samuel and George Kittle and Juwan Jennings and Brandon Ayuk. But the reality is he's taken a lot of damn hits so far.
Yeah.
And you're paying him a lot of money.
I mean, that was always this 49ers team, though.
Risk reward of any NFL contract negotiation.
Hanging on by a thread.
But I think we're going to see it by the end of the week, because you have teams that are now motivated because they've gotten a chance to see their team, their receiving corps.
They know where their holes are.
In fall camp. You're going to go into week one of the preseason, and you have to pull the trigger on this deal very quickly because of the fact that the door is closing, right? To get a guy like Brandon Ayuk up to speed for week one of the regular season, you have got to get him into camp by the end of this week.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
or the start of next week.
Yeah, I mean,
you have to
because it's not in the NBA or MLB where you can just be like, no, you figure it out. No. You need some time to build the rhythm. You need to build the relationships. Well, and you have to have understanding.
You got to build chemistry with your quarterback. Mm-hmm. You have to learn the offense, which is going to be a new language no matter where you mm-hmm. go, because the verbiage is different in every single offense. Concepts are going to be different in every offense mm-hmm. that you run, and you've got to build that rapport. So I'm looking at this going, there's some urgency on every side of this, except for San Francisco's, right? San Francisco's the one that can just sit back and be like, we're going to be fine. Because will they be fine if they don't have Brandon Ayuk in their lineup this year?
I don't know. Are they going to take an injury or two? Because
they'll have Juwan Jennings. They'll have Kittle. They'll have Debo.
And
have McCaffrey.
Every one of those guys has missed games.
They will also have Ricky Pearsall, who's back and making plays apparently.
And didn't he miss all of the summer because of his hamstring?
He missed. I think he missed like 2 weeks of their mandatory minicamp.
I know, but before that, like, he didn't do anything. He was
No, that was mandatory minicamp.
I know that, but I'm talking about coming out of the draft. Wasn't he hurt coming into the draft?
I don't think so.
I'm almost certain that was the case.
Yeah.
My point being, their entire roster is a threat of getting hurt at any given time.
Isn't that everybody?
I don't know. I think if we ran a list of every roster in the NFL and their top four position or top four skill players, I would have a reeling suspicion that the 49ers have missed more time than pretty much any other team.
Yeah. It just seems like...
I mean, plenty of guys get banged up. It's the NFL. But
I think
like,
with Debo and McCaffrey, it's when they get dinged up is the biggest one.
Yeah.
Like Debo breaking his shoulder last year.
McCaffrey is just a guy who always gets dinged up.
Yeah. He's big, strong, and friggin' fast. Mm-hmm. He's twitchy. Twitchy guys get hurt, man. Twitchy guys get hurt. But there is some progress on the Brandon Ayuk movement, and it does appear more and more that there are teams willing to take him on. Duh. But framework for a New England, a Cleveland, and now potentially Pittsburgh getting back in the fray is in play. Dude is a very good wide receiver. I wouldn't throw more than $32 million at him per year.
I'm not giving any wide receiver $30 million. I can't.
It's the business right now, though.
And I should say, it's not the $30 million. It's the percentage of the cap that I just could not.
I wouldn't give him that either.
No.
I wouldn't do it.
That's,
I think the 26 where San Francisco has been rumored to be at.
I think it's fine.
I think that is fine. I think that's a fine number for him. But
$6 million difference is such a massive, massive gap.
Is he a top 1% of NFL receivers?
No.
Those are the guys that get that money. And like Amon-Ra St. Brown, that's a dicey one in Detroit because they're giving him 30-plus million. Mm-hmm. And it's like, You better hope you guys can hold it together again this year, because that could look like an egg on the face move if he gets dinged up.
Well, he did play with a torn ab?
Yeah, a oblique.
Oblique, that's what
he messed up something in his foot, too. Had to wear a metal rod.
He's a tough son.
That's what I mean. That's a little bit different, I think. He didn't miss the time despite being very hurt.
Yeah, no doubt about it. All right, 503-864-6326. That is the Vancouver Ford text line. Coming up next, we've got an anonymous source.
Mm.
Oh, boy. This is quite the doozy here, and it involves the hometown team, the Portland Trailblazers. Oh. That after Will with SportsCenter.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one. number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.